Matthew chapter 16. The Pharisees also came with the Sadducees, and tempting him desired that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather because the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today because the sky is red and lowering. O you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, but no sign shall be given to it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah." And he left them and departed. And when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread." But when Jesus perceived it, he said to them, "O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves, because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, nor remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees?" Then they understood how that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, son of John, because flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth Jesus began to show to his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem, and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him, and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "You get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me, because you do not delight in the things that are of God, but those that are of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Because whoever will save his life shall lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. What does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Because the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste of death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."